Joy Tactics.
But well, it's Nate, a chopped and yeah.
Tell me one thing that you're gonna do to take a little optimization away and have a little more fun. Tell me now one thing.
I could be binging Studio Ghibli movies or something like that, you know?
Studio Ghibli movies? Something, you know, like, can I say
watching two back to back, that's lethargic, you know.
Right. But can I say a pet peeve that I have of people that are unemployed, like that don't have regular jobs, I guess, okay, is the people who kind of do like movie homework in the mornings. Like, you know what? I woke up at about 10 a.m., put on a Studio Ghibli film, took some notes. You know
Who's
what I mean?
That?
What's what?
That's a, you're saying that's a type of person?
I think that is the type of person. We know people like that, that watch films like that.
We know people who are waking up at 6 a.m. and watching children's films and taking notes, and you're sick of that type of person.
Yeah.
I just feel like there is a person out there that does that, and I can't stand that.
Is it Nate? Are you talking about Nate?
So you're sick of people trying to grow their skill set, and...
I am fucking sick of that.
Damn.
It's enough. We have more skills than we need. Don't you think? We need to be specializing again and not being jack of all trades anymore.
My name's in that one.
Jack.
So sunlight, all right. Sunlight exposure.
Sunlight.
Can I give a warning about that?
Yeah.
It is very obvious, the metaphor, because all life comes from the sun, but guess what? Obviously, you fly too close, you're getting, your waxed wings are getting melted, mm-hmm, and you're getting exploded because it's a nuke. But also, if you stay out in the sunlight too long,
you get literally burned, bro.
You literally get UV burns, which is different from a topical burn. And I think God has done that for a reason. God has done everything for a reason.
Why do you think he invented sunburns?
Because God wants to find balance. The universe is on one constant journey of equilibrium, and nothing can be good in perpetuity.
All right, so Margot Robbie or fucking Emily Ratajkowski.
Damn. What is the worst that you guys have ever been sunburnt?
Oh shit. Damn.
What is the worst sunburn?
Oh shit, man. Don't bring this up, bro. Bring this shit up. Here we go. This is a Patreon episode, right?
Right.
Okay, dude. So my belly was so pink. I've never had
hospital
that
level.
Third grader walks back into class from the Cayman Islands with the
right.
Can't healing. That haunt you like later? Like you can have a bad sunburn when you were like 14, and then like that'll transform into like skin cancer in your like 60s. Isn't that a possibility?
There's many medical possibilities for all of us. It's hard to know what is going to happen.
Your medical melanomic possibilities Google Doc of that you reference every day.
I went to Hawaii with my family when I was maybe 9 years old. I think I've talked about this trip where I was I felt too overweight to take my shirt off to go swimming. Yeah. And I was like sitting on the chair and looking at the rocks, listening to Evanescence. And I was convincing myself that I was seeing ancient faces in the volcanic rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you said this maybe within the last three episodes.
I think I said this. No, I said this at the, when we were doing the music video to another person.
Oh, you said this in real life.
In IRL.
My bad.
But on that trip, I did work up the courage to take my shirt off and did get actually pretty tan because you guys have seen how tan I get. And when I went back to class, one of my bullies, who was my friend, but he was kind of more my bully, he called me peanut butter toast. Mm-hmm. And that made me feel like fucking shit, bro.
Tell me his name.
Peanut butter now. Toast.
Tell me his full name.
Sam Walters, dude.
Sam Walters, I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your parents' house. And I'm joining the Zizians, and I'm going to fucking kill you.
Hey, man, chill. No, do not join the Zizians. Does everybody know that you have associations to the Zizians?
No.
Don't bring this up. We're not getting into this. We're not even getting close to this shit.
Yeah.
I'm scared of this.
Literally, I am scared of the...
Brace Belden is going to die.
I'm scared.
This is the group that's after him right now.
Yeah, right, no, dude. They're not after him. He's after them, and I'm telling you.
Oh, they're after. They're coming away. Oh, dude, they no are question. Definitely coming
what is,
after.
What is the survival instinct of this man, Brace Belden? Yo, I'm going to go. I'm bored. What am I going to do today? I'm going to go join the Syrian army. I'm bored. What am I going to do today? I'm going to Google serial killers and make fun of them for their hair.
You know what I love about Brace is that he's still hitting the classic Juul. The classic, the original vape.
I know, dude. What happened to the dude? There's no jewelers out in the. Everyone's just.
I don't know.
Everyone's got those bars, like it's like those are cool. The Elf Bar or whatever.
Right. Well, my brother's hitting that shit recently.
Is he really?
Yeah. And I'm offering, walking around, offering him Zen, trying to get him hooked on that instead, and he's not taking the bait.
How was SNL? I saw you. He posted a picture of you two.
Dude, I do think that he had like an amazing time. I think he had a really fun time.
I bet
time.
He did.
We were out pretty late, weren't we, Jack? What celebrities did we see?
No, I went home early. I think.
Nah, no, bro.
I don't. Do
did
that.
You guys
I remember
go to
fucking
the
hugging
after
you,
after
crying
party?
At 5:30? Oh, bro, we went to the second one as well. I'll just
you
put
went
it
to
that
the after
night.
after party.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was there? Who did you see? Who did you
well,
have a weird conversation with?
Well, Jack, what
with?
Celebrities were there?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you something. If you want to be invited into these circles, you best keep your mouth shut. So I'm not going to speak on who I was grinding on at three.
It was Anna Wintour, Jesus. Dude. Jack
no,
was
no,
going
no.
fucking
yes,
down
please,
on Anna Wintour.
Please. No, I was not.
Not like
There's
that,
no
but
orgy.
I mean grinding wise.
Oh, yeah. I was
you go down on me grinding wise?
It's called a lap dance. Or is it?
Yeah.
No, Jack Black was getting faded out of control.
Was he getting hammered?
Getting dug with high. He was getting dug with high, that's for sure.
Did you see that picture that Daphne made?
No, what is this?
Getting Celsius with Jack. Getting Jack with Celsius.
Am I included
And it's
in
you
this?
And Doug Benson chugging Celsius.
Why is that?
It's a joke that came up on the last episode, dude. If you would even
it's
remember.
It's that recent?
It was
literally
the last
episode we recorded, Jack.
I didn't. Well, you guys know how busy I am,
dude.
Wait, what celebrities did you see?
Who is there?
Sarah Sherman from SNL, mm-hmm. James Austin Johnson from SNL, mm-hmm. Heidi Gardner, probably, maybe not actually.
Gina Gershon.
Who's that?
That's the woman that was at our table for a long time.
Oh shit, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, we gambled with her a little bit fakely.
We played dice. We played trays with her. We did a bit play trays with we Gina Gershon from Showgirls.
I brought dice and cards, obviously, and a giant stack of ones. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and fucking...
Not gamble?
Putts around. not gamble.
I'm seeing a similarity between you and Mr. Jeremy Allen White at the...
oh, trust me.
That secret, bro. That secret. That's a secret that he gambles.
Because during that party, he was in a separate room and they were just all playing dice.
You guys are never going to get invited to these things ever fucking
I don't
again,
care
dude.
About that
They're
going to
talk
man.
About on Joy Tactics. They're going to talk... Dude... Literally the amount of secrets that I'm not sharing right now about fucking James Gandolfini about or he's dead about
right
that's what I'm saying